All right, so we're into day three here. So moving along, I think we got a lot of obviously new people on the team working hard. I feel like we're moving ahead every day here. This will be a good day for us to continue to build on the first 2 days, and then take a little break here over the weekend, come back and tee it up again next week. But long way to go, a lot of work to do, but moving in the right direction. So it's good. Yes, perfect. Good day to work.
Ball security.
Absolutely. Good day for it.
Just catching up with you on a couple of the acquisitions. What traits does Brandon Cooks have that sort of drew you to be interested to bring you on with the team?
Brandon's a guy we did a couple of years ago in the draft. Good player. We've worked against him here. So see how it goes. I mean, he's played well against us. In our division, we see quite a bit of him. See how it goes.
Is there a common thread, maybe a common reaction a player has when he joins your organization? What's the main message you give those guys in order to try to fit in?
We just start at the bottom, try to work our way up. So, yeah, you'd have to ask them what their thoughts are, but we just try to get them caught up to what we're doing. So just, don't take anything for granted. Just work from the bottom up.
Tom Brady has done that for 18 years now, sort of top from the bottom, works his way every year, starts over. What do you notice from him that sort of helps him maintain his high level of performance in a sort of day-to-day break?
Yeah, just Tom does it every day. Like a lot of our guys do, come in, work hard every day, try to string them together. He's been doing that for a while. But again, a lot of the guys on our team that have been here for a number of years, similar. Good work ethic, consistency, dependability day to day.
What do you see when he's out here? I mean, I'm 39 years old. Do you still notice him working at his craft to get better? And can you, at 39, still be getting better at certain things? Or is that more of a maintaining when you get to that?
Yeah, that's probably some of that. But, I mean, look, it's a new year. It's a new team. So we have a lot of new things. Everybody's starting all over again. I'm starting all over again. The coaching staff's starting all over again. The players are starting all over again. It's a new year. So we've all got a lot of work to do. Whether we've done it before or haven't done it before, it doesn't really make any difference. It's still a new season, a new group to work with. We've all got to earn each other's trust, and the only way you do it is to go out there and do it. There's no shortcut to it.
This weekend, you see this lacrosse signs. I don't know if you've seen them. You get the NCAA lacrosse tournament. I know your fondness for the sport. Is it nice at all for you to have that here?
It's great. A lot of my friends are here with both the men's and women's teams, and it should be a great event. Have both the men and women competing over the same weekend in the same venue. Be a great weekend for lacrosse.
Do you know if you will have a chance to watch any? Plan to attend at all?
Yeah, well, I'll definitely see a lot of people here in the next couple of days. The welcome event tonight and things like that. So hopefully, I look as sharp as you do. I mean, I think you're a little overdressed for this, Mike, but that's all right.
And then just a follow-up on the lacrosse. I mean, for those who don't know your connection to the sport, I mean, what is it about the sport that you've always sort of felt a strong, connection?
I played it since, the seventh grade, so. It's a big sport in Maryland. Maryland and Towson here, from Maryland on the men's side. Maryland here on the women's side, Navy. So got a lot of, got half of each bracket is Maryland teams. That's a good thing.
Coach, you said Monday after the Super Bowl, you were 5 or 6 weeks behind other teams because of the success you achieved. How does that affect what you do at this stage of the season, too? What sort of effects does that have?
I mean, I think we're probably caught up to where we are now. I think it's the being behind in draft, free agency, and that type of thing. I think at this point we're ready for OTAs. We'll be ready for training camp. So I think that part of it we'd be able to schedule on. It's the catching up on all the, you know, spring projects, draft and free agency. It's the initial part of it.
Well, we see you out at these practices, whether it's OTAs or training camp, and you kind of bounce around to different position groups. I'm wondering, how do you determine where to go and when? And is it something that's predetermined, or do you just try to take a look of what's going on and figure it out?
Well, based on the practice schedule, there's certain drills that, you know, I'll plan on being at, or maybe a certain group of players, but trying to look at everybody, see what we're doing, make sure that we're overall, you know, it's kind of my job to coordinate bring the whole team together from a lot of levels. So just, I think, being familiar with all the players, what everybody's doing, trying to see how we're doing, how kind of we're on schedule or how the groups are looking. Just, you know, the coaches are obviously a lot more detailed and go into a lot more depth in their respective positions. But, you know, I have an opportunity to kind of see everything. They don't. I've been in that position before where you're so focused on your group or your side of the ball that you really are not that in touch with what else is going on. So that's something that's really part of my job.
How does having new players impact those decisions that you make while you're out here?
Yeah, that's definitely part of it, is seeing how the new players, you know, how they're doing and also how they are doing relative to the rest of the other players that I'm a little more familiar with. But, again, each year is a new year. So even though we've seen some of these guys multiple years, it's still starting all over again, seeing where they are and, you know, how they're progressing in their training and preparation for the season. They got a long way to go. They've been on their own for a long time, 5-6 months, whatever it's been, since the end of their college season. So now they have a team. Now they have more structure, and so they're adjusting to that.
Coaching staff question: one notable change in Nick Keeley, tight ends replacing Ryan. What did you see from Nick that you feel like that was the number one right call?
Yeah, well, Nick's been working with us on that side of the ball. He's done a good job, the responsibilities that he's had. And yeah, we felt that he would do a good job with that. And you know, he's worked hard to, you know, learn the things that we do offensively, learn the techniques and the positions, and we felt he's ready for that step. So.
John Carroll.
Yeah, we got a lot of those. Yeah, I mean, we'll see how it goes. You know, we've only practiced a couple of days. We got a long way to go, but we'll see how it goes.
Final question?
Huh. Yeah. Pretty competitive group. Okay.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, great. Yep, thank you.